You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, I'm excited about this one today. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. This is the voice of one Matt George, the guy who gets in fights with Kings fans on Twitter. I'll explain more of that in just a little bit. You are listening to the Locked On Kings podcast. The countdown to the NBA draft gets ever closer. We are now 8 days away. And the Golden One Center is going to be popping with all the Kings fans that pile in to see who the Kings select or what they do with the number two overall pick. If you are in the Sacramento area or the greater Sacramento area and you need something to do on draft night, why don't you come down to the Golden One Center and watch the draft with all of your fellow Kings fans. I will be there. Lots of us from Sports 1140 KHDK and the Locked On Kings podcast will be there. It is a great place to be to celebrate what is hopefully going to be a fantastic day for the Sacramento Kings. For those of you that are new to this podcast, welcome. You are absolutely in the right place, the hub for Sacramento Kings off-season talk, and the coverage does not stop this summer. It's going to go all the way through the summer league schedule that was just announced. It's going to go all the way through training camp into next season. This is the right podcast for you if you call yourself a Sacramento Kings fan. My name is Matt George. I am an on-air host and multimedia journalist for Sports 1140 KHDK. That radio station is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. If you're in the Sacramento or greater Sacramento area, you can find us on your radio dial, AM 1140. Or if you're outside the area, you can always find us at khdk.com. Check out some of my work there. Or you can stream us at any time, the Sports 1140 app. And I highly encourage you to do so. Myself, I'm on the air often, along with Grant Napier and Doug Christie. You should recognize those names. If you call yourself a Kings fan, Jason Ross and Damian Barling in the afternoon or in the middays. And then in the morning, Carmichael Dave, Kyle Madsen. There's so much good content on KHDK that is Kings specific. And we're hitting the ground running as we get close to the NBA draft. I mentioned I get in fights with fans on Twitter. And what I mean by that is if you want to follow me, you absolutely should, and I will follow you right back if you let me know that you listen to us here on the Locked On Kings podcast at Matt George, KHDK. You can find me there. And I am a realist on Twitter. And what I mean by that is I don't just pick one thing and defend it to the end without being willing to understand and look at other viewpoints. And that's gotten me in some trouble with some Kings fans over the years, but especially as we approach draft day, there is a large contingency, especially on Twitter, that is in the Luka Doncic corner for the Sacramento Kings. There's also a group that loves Michael Porter Jr. There is a small group that likes Bagley, and we had a great conversation with Sean Cunningham about Bagley on yesterday's podcast that I highly encourage you to go check out if you get the chance. But I'm always willing to look at the pros and cons of all sides. I've said it multiple times that I believe Luka Doncic makes the most sense for the Kings to take at two. That being said, I don't think it is a clear-cut black and white decision. There are benefits and there are fears to each one of those three names that I listed, and Luka Doncic comes with a handful of concerns. And those are things that we're going to look at more and more as the draft approaches. I wouldn't say Luka Doncic's draft stock has lowered, which a lot of people think, that there are scouts or others that are diminishing Luka Doncic's ability. I don't think that's the case at all. In reality, I think the Kings know exactly how valuable Luka Doncic is. However, they're looking to solve one major problem over everything else, in my opinion, and that is scoring. The Sacramento Kings were last in the league in offense last year, and they still, to this point, as of right now, you could try and make an argument, but mostly it's going to fall on deaf ears. The Kings do not have a go-to scorer yet, and with the number two pick and what's expected to be a very, very deep draft, you want to try and fix that problem and find your future scoring star. Hence the reason why Marvin Bagley and Michael Porter Jr. are in the conversation. If Luka Doncic was above and beyond the go-to scorer, we wouldn't even have a conversation. However, there are arguments that can be made, and I can understand why Bagley or Porter Jr. would be more interesting picks because they're able to put the ball into the basket probably better or seemingly better than Doncic is able to. Doncic's strengths are in his passing ability, in his playmaking, and in his basketball IQ. So those are all the options that the Sacramento Kings have to weigh. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, that's fine. I love to have that conversation with you. We try not to be mean there, but if you want to get heated, we can debate. At @MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, would love to talk to you there. I love social media because it connects me to amazing people, and it connects me with you, the Sacramento Kings fans. And I've said it time and time again here on this podcast that this podcast is for you guys. This is a foundation or a platform, rather, for you to be able to come share your thoughts, share your opinions, your fears, anything like that about this team. This is a hub for all of us to come together and discuss and hopefully work together to be a part of leading this Kings franchise back into the promised land, which is the NBA playoffs. Now, we may not always agree and hold hands and be happy, but this is the podcast where we can potentially iron out some of those kinks. But I mentioned Twitter as a wonderful place to connect me to people, and today's podcast is a prime example of that. I'm about to play for you an interview that I did earlier today with a friend of mine that I met on Twitter. His name's Drew Bakigalu, and he is from Turkey. He's Turkish and Greek, although he is currently in New York City. I'll have a full introduction for him in the podcast itself, but he's going to provide a very interesting and very cool perspective on European basketball and how good it really is and how impressive what Luka Doncic has done since he was 17, 16 years old in the EuroLeagues, how impressive that really is and how that can translate to his play in the NBA. So stay tuned for that. This is a phenomenal interview. For those of you that are also Kings fans, you're going to love this guy's story. He has a fantastic story. I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to allow Drew to tell his own story here. Enjoy this interview. We'll come back on the other side. And if you want to reach out to Drew and talk to Drew or talk to me and respond to this this conversation at any time, again, you can follow us on Twitter. His Twitter handle will be in the interview. Mine, again, at @MattGeorgeKHTK. But enjoy this great conversation that I had with Drew from Turkey. I have the absolute pleasure of being joined by someone that I got connected to via social media. Social media is such a wonderful place now for conversation to spread, not just between fellow fan, but really all over the world. And through my time at KHDK and through my time with the Locked On Kings podcast, I've gotten to meet and talk with so many wonderful people from around the world. We've had multiple people, a fan from Chile, a fan from England, guys that we've met through the radio station that have actually gotten the chance to come to Sacramento to watch a game. And I've gotten to meet them in person, and it's a really honorable and humbling feeling to be able to create these conversations. And another guy I got connected to is someone that's going to be joining us here in just a second. That's Drew Bakigalu. He's from NBAturkey.com, or that is a website that he created in his time in Turkey. He's actually Turkish and Greek, spent most of his life over there, has a great story of how he actually got connected to the Kings and became a Kings fan. I'm going to allow him to tell that story for you. But yes, he created this website called NBAturkey.com and also created a magazine there down there called 3-Point Shot Magazine. He's going to share all of that with you. And what I'm really excited about to talk to Drew is to get his perspective on the European basketball leagues. We here in the States understand that the NBA is the greatest league in the world. However, we don't necessarily always get the perspective we need about how good and how competitive European basketball really is. So hopefully Drew can provide that for us. And Drew actually lives in New York City. He's studying, getting his master's currently in political science. So he is in the States with us, able to follow the NBA closely, but always will have those ties back home. Drew, thank you so much for joining me here on the Locked On Kings podcast. It's a pleasure to finally get to talk to you over the phone, I'm excited to have this conversation with you about Luka Doncic, the Sacramento Kings, and then European basketball.
Thank you for having me on your broadcast. It's my pleasure to meet you. It's my pleasure to be talking with you right now.
So, Drew, you told me your story via Twitter, and I wanted you to share that story with these listeners before we really dive into our conversation, because I think it's the epitome of what being a Kings fan is all about, right? You shared your story about how you got connected with the Kings, how you fell in love with the game of basketball, and how you got connected to guys like Hedo Turkoglu.
Yes, I was 8 years old, and I mean, it was 2000. I was living back in Turkey, in my country, and then I was so interested in basketball. I had just started playing basketball, so I was trying to see how basketball is in America, because I knew that the NBA was the greatest basketball league in in the world, so I was trying to watch NBA games, and then there was only one TV channel was broadcasting a game back in 2000, and I turned the TV on. It was 5 in the morning. I was up for school, of course, and then I watched the game. The game was the Sacramento Kings against the Lakers.
All right.
In 2000. Everybody knows about it, and I saw shock. He was so big, and I saw Kobe Bryant, and I saw all the players that were playing, and I saw that the Lakers were using their athleticism, and the Kings were using the team play, team basketball. There was Vlade Divac, there was Peja Stojakovic, and there was, of course, Hito Turkoglu, and he was from Turkey, and we were all proud of him, and we saw them out there, three European players in a team in the NBA. So I became a fan of the NBA. I became a fan of the Kings. Ever since that day, I haven't missed one single Kings game.
Wow.
I got up. I was always there to watch the game. I got up at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning for the games in the East, 5 in the morning. I was just there to watch the game. But as you know, I mean, we haven't made the playoffs for over 12 years, but I don't care. I just love the game. I just love my Kings.
And Drew, unfortunately, you've never gotten the opportunity to come here to Sacramento, even though you're in New York right now. You've never actually been to Sacramento to see a game inside the Golden One Center or inside Arco Arena, correct?
No, I have never been to Sacramento. I want it so bad. And after I save some money, after I save up some money, this year I am sure I'll make it. I'll make it to Sacramento. I'll make it to that arena. I'll cheer with those fans, the greatest fans in the world.
Well, Drew,
I'm in love with them.
Let me tell you, first and foremost, before we continue this, it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to have you on this podcast, because I think you speak to what being a Kings fan and what being a basketball fan is all about. The NBA is growing massively globally on a massive scale, and the fact that you could fall in love with the Sacramento Kings back in the 2000s for the reasons that you said, to be able to start watching basketball with that Lakers and Kings rivalry is fantastic. And when you're able to come to Sacramento, I know you're going to be welcomed with open arms here, because you're just as much a Sacramento Kings fan as each and every single one of us that lives and gets to see this team on a daily basis. Trust me, we do not take it for granted. So first off, thank you for being
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, anytime. So let's dive into the European basketball a little bit, because we're not just going to be all sentimental here. We're going to talk about Luka Doncic specifically, because the NBA draft is coming up just, I think, 8 or 9 days away now, coming up very quick next Thursday. And one of the big names, it's really down to three, it seems like, Drew, and tell me if you agree or disagree. It's basically Luka Doncic, Marvin Bagley, or potentially Michael Porter Jr. might be sneaking in there as the three names that seem to be connected with the Kings. Luka has always seemed to be in that top pick or number two pick range going back to all last season. Now we're hearing more speculation that he may not be the guy at that spot. But before we dive into the European basketball spot, your raw thoughts on watching Luka Doncic play, the success that he's had at such a young age in Europe. What are your thoughts overall on Doncic as a basketball player?
Well, 2 years ago when I was in Turkey, I watched the guy live in the arena against Fenerbahce Ulte, Fenerbahce, the Turkish team.
Yes.
And I've been watching EuroLeague since forever, so I can tell that the guy, I mean, I have never seen this kind of guy at the age of 19 playing this kind of good basketball for his team and for himself. It's not just like he is just padding his stats. He's playing for the team. That's why Real Madrid won the EuroLeague championship this year. That's why Real Madrid is playing in the finals in Spain right now.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not the only reason. They're like, he has got some players in his team that have NBA experiences. But what I am telling you is, EuroLeague is the league that players play the toughest defense in the world. Tougher than the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kobe says the same thing. Like Kobe said about a month ago, he said the same thing. EuroLeague is the league where people play the real defense. So I hardly defend that. In EuroLeague, there's tougher defense than the NCAA and the NBA. Yes, I know that NBA is the greatest league in the world. I know that NBA has the best talents in the world. But saying that Luka Doncic can't be the number one pick or can't be the number two pick because he's European is kind of not right for me.
Yes, and I would tend to agree with you there. I'm glad you brought up the NCAA because a lot of people seem to believe, and this is a very American viewpoint, that the NCAA is just that one step below, almost similar to a G League, right? It's like one step below what the NBA is, when in reality, I would argue that the number two would be European basketball. The fact that players like Luka from 17 years old, sure, they're not playing against 26, 27-year-old NBA players, but they're still playing up against grown men in their prime that are good enough athletes to be on some of the greatest teams overseas. So can you expand on that a little bit about the level of competition that Luka has been facing since he was 17 years old there in Europe?
Luka first played professionally in Real Madrid when he was 14 in the EuroLeague.
Wow.
Yes, and then at 16, he got the professional contract, and he's been playing professionally in the EuroLeague for 3 years, and he has faced Miloš Teodosic. He has faced Diamantidis, the legend of the Euro basketball.
Right.
He has faced Saloukas. He has faced Nikoladis. He has faced a lot of good talents in Europe. So there are two types of players in Europe. First type is the ones that play until the same age and then go to America, play in the NBA like Gasol brothers, Nowitzki, Kristaps Porzingis, Fedor Turkoglu. But there are also ones that want to just stay in Europe, have their legacies in Europe, like Diamantidis, Sarunas Jaskevicius. Even though he played for the Indiana Pacers for 2 years, he spent the most of his time in EuroLeague. Mm-hmm. And like Miloš Teodosic, he's 30 years old. He just came to NBA. He's probably be back after, like, in a couple of years. So it is pretty hard for this 19-year-old player to become the MVP of the EuroLeague, win the championship, lead his team to the finals in Spain against Barcelona, against Unicom, against the other team in the finals. I don't remember the name.
Right.
I'm sorry. But like what I'm saying is this player is very special that he provides a lot to his teammates. He provides a lot to himself. He just makes his team win. And it's the most important thing for me to pick, see in a guy. I want my team to win. I have been losing like for 12 years. I just want to be in the playoffs. I just want a guy who knows how to win. He has done more than Bogdan Bogdanovic did in Europe. And we now love Bogdan. Everyone loves Bogdan in Sacramento. I see that on social media. They all say that Bogdan is going to be a great player, even though he's 7 years older than Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. Luka Doncic has done more than Bogdan did.
So if you're looking at Luka and him, let's assume that the Kings take him at number two. What areas do you think he's going to be most effective in the NBA right away? And then what areas are you maybe a little bit concerned about that he's going to have to adapt and grow as soon as he reaches the NBA level?
So the best player I can compare him with is, the best player has the most similarities to Luka Doncic is, I can say, Gordon Hayward and Joe Johnson, right?
Okay.
Oh, he's considered as the player that's so similar to Gordon Hayward. So Luka Doncic defends the players. Like, he's a good defender. He's athletic, even though people say he is not. Of course, he's not as athletic as Michael Porter Jr. I don't expect him to be so athletic. But he has got, he's 6'6", right? And he's at the age of 19, so he's going to be 6'8", maybe, in a couple of years. So we're not talking about a short guy. We're talking about a small forward type of guy. He can play as a small forward. We need a small forward. yes, he's not the best small forward. He doesn't have the best small forward athleticism, but he has the best small forward versatility.
Last thing for you, Drew. If you're the Sacramento Kings, then is there any other consideration for you at that number two spot, or do you feel like it's got to be Luka and there really shouldn't be any kind of debate to it?
I like Mohamed Bamba too, and I think we need a center, but I don't really think Michael Porter Jr. should be our pick. I know he's very talented. I know he may be a new Kevin Durant, but we don't know how he played last year. I mean, he was injured, yes, but the guy has only had 3 big games in the last year. So if I had the number 2 pick, I'm not taking that risk. I have been losing for 12 years. I am not taking a risk. I am just getting the guy who has had a tremendous year in Europe, who has the brightest future. So maybe Michael Porter Jr. has the highest ceiling, but I'm not taking a risk. I'm just getting Luka Doncic.
Drew, you are fantastic. Thank you again so much for taking the time. And Kings fans, if you want to get in contact with Drew, you absolutely can do it on Twitter. That's how he and I got connected. And this is a relationship that we're going to continue for years to come, I hope, Drew. But you can follow him on Twitter at SackKangs61. That's at SackKangz61. Shoot him a follow and shoot him a message letting him know that you heard him here on the Locked On Kings podcast. He can provide you with great conversation as he has done with me already over the past few weeks that we have been in contact. Drew, hopefully you enjoy draft day from where you're at in New York. We're definitely going to do everything that we can to make sure you get here in Sacramento at some point in the near future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I look forward to being able to shake your hand and see you in person so you can catch a game inside the Golden One Center. And we'll have to have you back on this podcast no matter what the Kings do with a draft pick. We'll have you back on maybe in a couple of months or in the coming months and talk about Summer League and get ready for next season. And I'll get your thoughts on what the Kings do on draft day. Sound good?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Matt. It was amazing to be with you and to be talking with you, to be discussing with you how my Kings are doing, how my Kings should do. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm on it.
Anytime, Drew. The honor is all mine. Just awesome. And I got the chance to speak to Drew a little bit more on the phone before and after, and I was so appreciative of just his story and the fact that he was willing to come on this podcast and share that with us. The NBA is vastly growing. It's such a global game now, and it makes me happy. It makes me excited that the feeling that I got watching the Kings and the Lakers play when I was young is shared by someone thousands upon thousands of miles away in Turkey. We know the game is growing massively in India. We know the game is growing massively in China. It's so awesome to see. And so many of us, unfortunately, put down the Euro Leagues because we see USA as so superior in that game. And yes, to an extent, that is the case, especially when it comes to Team USA basketball in the Olympics. But I hope Drew gave you a good perspective of really how much talent is in the Euro Leagues and how much talent Luka Doncic is potentially bringing to the NBA. And if the Kings decide to go in that direction and take him, why he can be a good fit and the star guy going forward for the Sacramento Kings franchise. More great interviews coming this week. I promised you a conversation with a beat writer from the Phoenix Suns. He's going to share his takes and his opinions on what the Suns are going to do at number one. And then I have the host of the Locked On Hawks podcast for you on Friday. He and I are going to be talking about what the Atlanta Hawks are thinking about doing at number three. I've said it before, the Sacramento Kings are in a power position with the number two overall pick. They have control, assuming the Suns play it safe and go with Ayton or do what everybody expects them to do. The Kings have control over how the rest of the draft plays out with the pick of the litter at number two overall. So I hope you will enjoy that conversation. Again, that is coming up for you on Friday. That's going to do it for me today, though. Thank you to Drew for joining us. Again, you can find him on Twitter and find me on Twitter if you ever want to get into conversations like he and I have shared here today. Would love to connect with you there. Also, do me a favor if you are a listener on iTunes. Is go into the iTunes store really quick, find our podcast, and leave a quick rating and review. It doesn't have to be 5 stars. You don't have to praise me and call me the greatest host of all mankind, or of all time. You don't have to do that. Share any constructive criticism you have. One thing I can share is we've heard your complaints or your notes that the commercials have been a little bit too loud that we've snuck into our podcast from time to time. So we're making sure to try and turn those down and balance out the audio a little bit more so we don't burst your eardrums. The only thing we want to burst your eardrums is the roar inside the Golden One Center when the Sacramento Kings finally make the playoffs. And it's coming. I promise you it's coming. But we see those notes. It helps us out so much. So if you can on iTunes, go and leave us a quick rating and review there. That's going to do it again for me. Look forward to more conversation with the Sacramento Kings tomorrow and Friday. But until then, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.